Former Michigan quarterback Tom Brady's team, the New England Patriots, were knocked out of the playoffs last week. But his unlikely friendship with a 43-year-old Ann Arbor dishwasher is still going strong. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. I heard the story a year ago, and it's only gotten better since. University of Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh started coaching the Wolverines last year, but he had a chance to come back in 2011. Former Michigan athletic director Dave Brandon had offered him the job, but it was half-hearted. Brandon did not visit Harbaugh or even send his headhunter. Instead, Brandon sent his headhunter's assistant. Harbaugh got the message and turned him down. Harbaugh decided instead to coach the San Francisco 49ers. So when a good friend asked him if he really wanted to coach Michigan or not, Harbaugh thought about it and then said, "I just wasn't feeling the love." When the Michigan job opened up again in 2014, Harbaugh's former teammates were determined that if he turned down Michigan again, it would not be because he wasn't feeling the love. Their plan was simple. Get just about every Michigan man Harbaugh admired to call him up and tell him how badly they wanted him to come back to Michigan and return the Wolverines to glory. They got about 36 Michigan greats to call, including legends like Billy Taylor and Charles Woodson and John Jansen, and give them the message. But they weren't sure how to get New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady on board. Should they go through Brady's team, his publicist, his agent? No, it turned out the best way to get Tom Brady was through a 43-year-old dishwasher at Ann Arbor's Pizza House, a man named Jay Flannelly, a.k.a. The Beav, as in Leave It to Beaver. Flannelly grew up in Andover, Massachusetts, a huge Michigan fan, simply because they weren't Notre Dame. In 1995, Flannelly became a volunteer student assistant on Michigan's football team for 5 years, and that's how he became lifelong friends with half the team, including Tom Brady. "The minute Tom got here," Jay told me, "we hit it off. Some of the football players, against the specific orders of the coaching staff, formed an IM basketball team loaded with stars like John Jansen, Ty Streets, and Tom Brady. When they were crushing teams, Brady would say, 'Beav, just stand under the bucket and we'll feed you.' The Beav would play 2 minutes, take 15 shots, and score 6 points." 1 hour after Brady got drafted in the 6th round of the 2000 NFL draft with the 199th pick overall, Flannelly called Brady to congratulate him, and they've kept it up ever since. Every week, Flannelly still sends Brady an email with a pep talk and a scouting report of that week's opponents, and they catch up. So when Harbaugh's old teammates wanted to convince Brady to show some Michigan love to Harbaugh, they knew the key was the Beav. But the Beav knew he could not talk to Brady after a loss, so he waited for a Patriots victory to make his pitch. On December 7th, 2014, the Patriots beat San Diego and the Beav sprung into action. When Flannelly gave Harbaugh's number to Brady and asked him to call, Brady wrote back the Beav immediately, "Coach Harbaugh is exactly the kind of guy we need at Michigan." Next day, Flannelly learned the two football legends talked for an hour. As one of Harbaugh's old teammates said, "Never underestimate the Beav." Now, I can't say Harbaugh came to Michigan because Tom Brady called him, but I can say it didn't hurt. Flannelly still thought landing Harbaugh was a long shot until he sent Harbaugh a text on Christmas Day. Harbaugh texted right back, "Thank you, Jay. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks for the kind words and sentiment. Jim H." That's when even the Beav was convinced that Harbaugh was heading home to Ann Arbor. Since my book came out this fall, Jay Flannelly has become a national celebrity, featured on Boston radio stations, the New York papers, and even Sports Illustrated picked up a story last week. Never underestimate the Beav.